However, Violet said, if he harms us, there's no way he can get to our fortune. That's why he tried to marry me last time. Thank God that didn't work, Klaus said, shivering. Then Count Olaf would be my brother-in-law. But this time he's not planning to marry you. He said something about an accident. And about heading to a location where crimes are more difficult to trace, Violet said, remembering his words. That must mean Peru. But Stefano isn't going to Peru. Uncle Monty tore up his ticket.
Duke!
Sunny shrieked in a generic cry of frustration and pounded her little fist on the floor. The word generic here means when one is unable to think of anything else to say, and Sunny was not alone in this. Violet and Klaus were, of course, too old to say things like Doug, but they wished they weren't. They wished they could figure out Count Olaf's plan. They wished their situation didn't seem as mysterious and hopeless as it did, and they wished they were young enough to simply shriek,
Doug!
And pound their fists on the floor. And most of all, of course, they wished that their parents were alive, and that the Baudelaires were all safe in the home where they had been born. And as fervently as the Baudelaire orphans wished their circumstances were different, I wish that I could somehow change the circumstances of this story for you, even as I sit here, safe as can be, and so very far from Count Olaf, I can scarcely bear to write another word. Perhaps it would be best if you shut this book right now and never read the rest of this horrifying story. You can imagine, if you wish, that an hour later the Baudelaire orphans suddenly figured out what Stefano was up to and were able to save Uncle Monty's life. You can picture the police arriving with all their flashing lights and sirens and dragging Stefano away to jail for the rest of his life. You can pretend, even though it is not so, that the Baudelaires are living happily with Uncle Monty to this day. Or, best of all, you can conjure up the illusion that the Baudelaire parents have not been killed, and that the terrible fire and Count Olaf and Uncle Monty and all the other unfortunate events are nothing more than a dream, a figment of the imagination. But this story is not a happy one, and I am not happy to tell you that the Baudelaire orphans sat dumbly in Violet's room. The word dumbly here means without speaking, rather than in a stupid way, for the rest of the night. Had someone peeped through the bedroom window as the morning sun rose, they would have seen the three children huddled together on the bed, their eyes wide open and dark with worry. But nobody peeped through the window. Somebody knocked on the door, four loud knocks, as if something were being nailed shut. The children blinked and looked at one another.
Who is it?
Klaus called out, his voice crackly from being silent so long. Instead of an answer, whoever it was simply turned the knob and the door swung slowly open. There stood Stefano, with his clothes all rumpled and his eyes shining brighter than they ever had before.
Good morning, he said. It's time to leave for Peru. There's just room for three orphans and myself in the jeep, so get a move on.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。